Hey guys, welcome back to the Daily Ish Pod. I'm your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy, and I'm very happy to have you here. Thank you for joining this conversation. Thank you for being part of this particular podcast. I'm just grateful. In today's episode, we are going to talk about this one particular thing which I just realized. It's more about writing things physically, be it ideas or to-do list or whatever. It's more towards the physical aspect of documenting ideas. And I'm going to just talk about one of my experiences which I just recently went through. So that might be very helpful for you. And we're going to understand why the physical sense of writing and how, more than the why, how the physical sense of writing has been a bit surprising, and how some of the ideas which I wrote a couple of years ago, how they are being, let's say, evaluated right now, especially through the physical experience. I'm going to talk about that, but before we do that, let me quickly introduce myself for the new people here. Hey there, thank you for joining. Super happy to have you all as well in our small community at Daily Ish Pod. As I said, my name is Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a creative strategy and innovation consultant working on a bunch of projects across the globe, helping people push that needle and innovate using some amazing methods and my personal experiences. As I come from service design background, I'm also a musician, filmmaker, founder, podcaster, founder of an online innovation company called Futuring Now. And this is the Daily Ish Pod, where we talk about creativity, design, innovation, and lifestyle. With that said, guys, let's just set the stage, hit the music, and start talking about writing stuff physically. Let's go. So I had, as I have talked about it a lot of times on my YouTube channel, The Fun Indian Guy, I have this habit of writing down and documenting amazing ideas which I come across because of some triggers which I go through. Triggers as in maybe while watching a podcast or listening to a podcast like this one, maybe while watching a documentary, maybe while watching a movie, or maybe just going through some sort of life experience. I come across a lot of different thoughts and potential ideas in my head, and I have the habit of documenting them down in one sense or another. I have described the different ways we could potentially approach this documentation. So it could be writing down notes in your notes app like Google Keep or Apple Notes or Keynotes and Notion, those kind of things which we have on your phone or on computer, just typing stuff down. That is one of the ways. Or physically writing them down on a journal or a small notebook or a notepad. Of course, there are other bunch of methods as well, but let's just try to categorize them into a digital and physical version, right? So I do that a lot, and the medium actually differs as the kind of feeling or experience I'm going through. Sometimes I'm into my zone and I just need a quick thing to just document something, so I just pick up my phone and write it down. But the ideas which are usually put on the physical paper or in the journal, they are a bit special. And how special? Basically, what happened is I was just like yesterday, I was going through all the journals which I wrote last year. I have just journal which is constantly there. I do not have journals for different purposes. It's a journal where I write down ideas, where I write down plans, where I write down to-do list, where I'm writing down the notes from the meetings, where I'm doing some client work and everything. Like, everything just goes into one journal. And I was just going through the last year's journal just because I just had a new one. So I was just thinking, like, let's see what happened last year. And while I was going through them, I also came across a lot of different ideas and plans which I wrote down, just brainstorming sessions, right? And when I read them, when I went through them, I realized that those ideas which I wrote down last year are some of the ideas I'm actually working on right now, or actually building right now. And that was funny, because most of the things which I'm building today or in these recent times are the things which I've wrote down physically in the journal, no matter when, but wrote down physically in the journal. And that was a bit striking for me. Like, I have also tons of ideas written down in Google Keep. But now that I now that I analyze the situation, it feels like the things which I wrote on the book physically had more impact in certain way. And I'm doing them more than the ones which are digitally noted down. It's not like the digital ideas never came to picture. They did. But the most profound ones are the ones which I actually spent time writing down. And that was just interesting. And as I said, the mediums change, right? Like, it depends also on the mood and the vibe of the time. And sometimes you are into the mood of just writing down stuff in journal. But one thing for sure, as I've always been saying on this channel, or on this podcast, and also on the YouTube, that make sure you write down all the ideas and the thoughts you get. Even if they are not like the ideas or the concepts, but whatever things which go through your head because of something, because it's always because of something. I also like to call it a mindscape per se. So the mindscape is basically the mind space which is being created by the experiences or the things which are going around. And those are very unique and they are very individual or very specific to a person. So even if me and my friend or me and Prachi are watching something, the kind of thoughts or the kind of mind space she will have being created because of the consumption of some movie will be very different than me, because it's just mixture of various different variables and things. So make sure you leverage on that and make sure you document that, but because those are some of the authentic thoughts which we get, even if the content which you are watching is watched by millions, but the kind of reaction you would have on that is going to be your reaction. And if you are able to generate some thoughts on top of it, you might as well write them right then and then, because those will be like the authentic moments or authentic ideas being captured. So that's about capturing the ideas, and the surprising factor, as I discussed, is like writing them down physically had more appeal and impact, because we spend more time writing them down, because while writing you're thinking and then you brainstorm on it while writing and then you get more time, and somehow the pen and paper, they just trigger a different sense of creativity than just clicking stuff on screen. But nonetheless, do make sure you document them. And physical ones are the ones which had a more impact. I'll calculate it, or I'll have a, let's say, analysis on this topic as we go ahead. But this was the update for now. Another fun fact was that I did not remember that I wrote them. So that's funny. Because when I started reading or going through the pages of the last year's different journals, I started realizing, man, this is what I've written and this is actually what I'm doing. So basically while writing down, I was putting it out there or making like a brain, not a memory, but making some action items for my brain, which then happened eventually, but then I forgot that I had written it back then. So that also has this additional feeling. So maybe you can't replicate the same thing while typing. So while typing, you'll record the ideas, but not necessarily you will remember everything you typed. But when you, and maybe it's not actually engraved in your brain as well, like the with the same intensity. Things to explore for sure. But definitely very interesting. The core of it is document, and make sure you also go back so you also understand, okay, this I've already thought about, this I'm already working on, oh, this is the new thing which I had written, maybe we can go ahead and explore that direction as well. With that said, guys, that's all from today's Daily Ish Pod. I hope you found some sort of value. I hope you had, I hope you learned something new. And if you did, I'll be super duper happy about that. If you want to communicate the value, you can just come to Instagram, The Fun Indian Guy, and just hit me in the inbox. I'll be super duper grateful for that as well, because I'm always, not craving, but I'm always looking forward to the interaction with you guys, because podcast is like one way thingy. There's no comment section, and even if there was a comment section, not necessarily everybody will comment the same way they feel. But if you want to go ahead and do that, I would welcome you. Also, there is one more aspect of it. You can just go to the link of this particular description of this particular episode, and there is a bottom link, the last link in the description, where if you click, you can actually send me a voice note, which I can include in the podcast. So if you want to go ahead and be more authentic with your feedback or a question or anything you want to add, just hit that link and send us, and then I'll make sure it comes in the podcast as well. With that said, guys, you take care, stay safe, and I'll catch you in the next podcast. And thank you for listening. Ciao.